Skype of Cthulhu presents a Call of Cthulhu campaign. This is Our Home by Jim Phillips.
So, to recap everything thus far. So, the six of you lived in and around the city of New York, the state of New York, in the mid-70s. Specifically, we are in 1976. And variously, over the first half of that decade, you were all... you all committed a variety of crimes, were arrested, or were charged, arrested, and convicted of those crimes, and sent to prison for a few years. Some of you a little longer than others. I think someone was in prison for 4 or 5 years, and someone just like a year and a half, this kind of thing. Basically, until the 21st of July of 1976, this year, Kirk Griffin was released from prison on a special parole, where he was given an apartment in the Hoffman Building in Staten Island, and a job as a janitor at Jadzik Enterprises, a nearby warehouse. Mr. Kevin Mazur was released from prison on the 29th of July, similarly on probation, also moved into the Hoffman Building and given a job as a cashier at the Sun Yi Grocery. Trey Greer, Steve's character, released on probation on 11th August. Frank Romero on the 29th of August. Marcia Janelle on the 12th of September, and then Peter Michael on the 22nd of September. And as the six of you had all moved in, you started to meet a few of your neighbors, most notably at that time, a young girl named Carolina Roldan, who was living in the Hoffman Building with her grandmother, Asuncion Roldan. And Carolina had given you all pictures that she had drawn, crayon drawings, of yourselves and of her and of the building. And she gave a picture to Mr. Michael, showing Mr. Michael and the five of you on the day that Mr. Michael moved in, literally as soon as he showed up at the building. That evening... some of you had some quite disconcerting nightmares of various description, but were then woken up early in the morning at about 3 a.m. by a woman screaming, rushed downstairs, realized the screaming was coming from the Roldan's apartment, burst in, and found Asuncion Roldan, the grandmother, dead on the floor, torn open rather violently. The police came and acted a little strange, not wanting to go into the building until the police lieutenant, Lieutenant William Roscoe, showed up. The body was taken away. Carolina was taken away by social services. And the six of you kind of said, this is all weird. What's going on here? The next day, the property manager showed up with some movers and basically cleared everything out of Asuncion's apartment, but did not clear out their storage space in the basement. You guys managed to search that and found a brooch of a special pink, of an interesting pink stone, which you would later figure out you could be used to look into the past, which Mr. Romero did eventually, looking in on Asuncion's death and going quite insane in the process of doing so, seeing a large hound-like beast thing somehow appear in a puff of smoke out of the corner of the room and tear her apart, and then look at him. As you all kind of got closer and kind of, you know, started to talk amongst each other, I'm not sure if all of you have claimed this, but at least some of you have claimed that, yes, you were in prison, but you were falsely accused. You didn't do it. You were railroaded. You were framed, whatever. I'm not sure that everyone has claimed that, but at least some of you have. So you started to kind of realize some interesting connections amongst seemingly first primarily Boyce Construction, which is a construction company that owns the rest of the block upon which the Hoffman Building sits. One of their directors, Mr. Alex Leonard, you met as you found out that he was a client of Asuncion Roldan's. She was apparently making money using the stone to look into the past for people, and he was consulting her to do that. All sorts of interesting ties between the founders of the Hoffman Building and Boyce Construction, as well as looking into Carolina's history, realizing that she was adopted and that she had been dropped. She was originally found, not born, but found, apparently right after she was born, on the steps of the Hoffman Building, and then adopted by Asuncion Roldan when she was 5. She's now 6. Some interesting connections between the lawyers who were involved in that adoption and the founders of Boyce Construction. That's kind of interesting. You found out that the gentleman who Mr. Michael was convicted of assaulting, that he claims he didn't do, but that, you know, testified in court that, yeah, that guy punched me and beat me up and hurt me real bad, whereas an accountant at a particular accounting firm, and that accounting firm, the founders of that accounting firm, were somehow connected to Boyce Construction as well. Interesting little point there. That might have been of interest. But then a couple days later, after some more research and some stuff going on, eventually, at one point, Mr. Michael used the stone to look into the past to see the space around the space around the Hoffman Building, which is all just a construction zone. I saw a group of men in the distant past, whatever the date of that was. I don't have it in front of me. 732 AD. Showing up, digging a bunch of holes, and being attacked by the same sort of beast that attacked Asuncion. Mr. Michael also going quite insane, having seen that as well. You met a couple of the other members or residents of the building, primarily a nice young lady in her 20s, Zulima Mendoza, a pregnant single woman. Her husband had been killed sometime earlier. A few other people in the building. But then at some point, the same perhaps hound, the same type of one that killed the men in the past and that killed Asuncion showed up in the building, going after Frank, and a couple of you saw this, but before the hound could get to Frank, the young mother-to-be Zulima Mendoza showed up, said something in a language that Mr. Mazur, who was the only one that heard it, didn't understand. The hound leaped at her. They both fell out the fifth floor window. The hound disappeared and Zulema fell to her death. End chapter one. So far as chapter two has progressed, some additional research has been done, mostly on, I'm not even sure what. You guys have just been kind of spinning around. I don't even know what you're doing. No, that's not true.
we found the necklace.
Yes, yes. So you found out that Boyce Construction, in addition to the space around the Hoffman Building, has five other construction sites in and around the New York metro area, a total of four, including the one in Staten Island by the Hoffman Building, in the city, one out on Long Island, one across the river in New Jersey. And Mr. Mazur visited one of them, and in so doing, met a gentleman named Sergio, who claimed to be a friend of Asuncion Roldan's dead husband, Santos. And you found out that Zulema's husband, Santos, had been killed in a construction accident. He was run over by a bulldozer at one of the construction sites. I've lost my, there. But Sergio claims that no, he wasn't killed in an accident. He was very clearly murdered after finding a necklace. A chain link necklace made of the same stone that the brooch is made of. You guys have tried a couple times to use the necklace without assuming that it works much the same way as the brooch did, or maybe in combination, without a whole lot of success as far as that goes. And you have Frank and Peter have gone out to yet another one of the sites, one across the river in New Jersey. Found it similarly empty, but with a tree growing in the middle of the site, which is weird. But, I mean, it is just a tree, so what are you going to do? I left out a lot of detail, obviously, but any questions? We all good?
Did you say that the brooch does not seem to work the same way as the necklace?
Well, they just got the necklace. So Santos's story is that Zulema's husband, Sergio, was killed because he found the necklace in the construction site. And Sergio believes that Boyce or some of the people at Boyce or some of the executives or whatever are looking for the necklace. But Santos gave it to Sergio before he was killed. And Sergio believes that that's why he was killed, because they were looking for the necklace. Sergio gave it to Kevin. Apparently being afraid to keep it because, you know, he didn't want Boyce Construction or whomever to come, you know, looking for him and find it on him, and then maybe he's going to be killed too. So he said, yeah, you can have this. he had wanted to sell it to give the money to Zulema. With her death, that's a little less important. So he gave the necklace to Kevin. And that was just at this, as we start Thursday morning, that was basically just 2 days ago. A couple of the group, I think Frank and Peter, as they seem to be the most want to do this, have tried to use the brooch and the necklace together, but have failed to do so.
Due to some pretty poor rolls, perhaps. Well, yeah.
Perhaps.
Okay.
There were some pretty poor rolling involved, to be sure. Whether that's the only thing.
I think it's mostly Yeah, I think it's mostly Frank using these things because, like, Peter's not touching them these days after his experience.
It was Kevin was the other one who gave it a go.
Yeah.
He tried it first in the diner still with Sergio, and then I think maybe again with Frank. No, and then it was Frank then tried it in the room without in the manager's office there.
Yeah. So that's something that Jim didn't mention. And he said the manager office at the building is a strange room and it has no corners. There's plaster covering the corners and looks like no one is actually living there or anything like that, right? No one's been there recently. So that's where we're going to do the testing of the new, I don't know how to call it, the brooch and the necklace that we found. And I just came up with an idea, but that's going to come later.
Ooh, I like ideas.
Don't get too excited. Probably it's pretty bad.
Those are the best ideas.
Bad ideas get me the most excited. What are you talking about? So we pick up the morning of Thursday, the 21st of October. Work last night as usual. Good night's sleep. And reconvene Thursday morning with a newly excited and energized Marcia, ready to jump in and say what's what.
All right, so I guess we gathered together one more time. And Marcia, nice to see you. It's been a while.
Thanks a lot. Yeah.
Wait, aren't you guys out still in the field, or did you come back?
We came back, I think, because he
mentioned the next day. I thought the plan was to take down the tree this session. I was wrong. Didn't you find an axe or something?
No. No.
No, I found a shovel.
We're not cutting down the tree.
On the side, yeah. But that's it. No, we weren't actually in the process of cutting down the tree. We were going to head back first.
Cool.
So, yeah, it's just this tree there in the middle of nowhere. And with the vision that I had, I couldn't make any sense of it. But they're looking for some sort of artifacts like the brooch on every single site. Probably that's why they are trying to make them construction sites, because
we're not necessarily convinced of that, because the necklace does not necessarily seem to have come from a construction site.
I think you
explicitly know that the necklace did, or you were told the necklace did. You mean
did it come from a construction
site?
I mean the brooch.
Yeah.
Oh, the brooch. Yeah. The brooch, we don't know.
Jim, quick question. If I look at my map that I put up in my room on the wall, where I've got all the sites marked out, looking at the timings and that sort of stuff, does it look like, I know that they're like the years are so spaced out, but does it look like mapping out a timeline for this? Maybe we may have a sort of like a direction or a sense of maybe what they're looking for people haven't found or something like this, and they're trying to look in different locations to find whatever it is.
Intelligence roll.
25. So my intelligence is 80, so that's a hard success.
So there certainly is something about the dates. Just looking at them, and I think, you've already discussed this to some extent. You know, you'd have to look it up to be sure, and I don't know that you have the appropriate astronomical resources in your apartment to determine this exactly. But it certainly looks like the dates could be all on or around either solstices or solstice, or equinoxy.
Yeah, because 25th of December, that's winter solstice, isn't it? Yeah. In June.
As far as correlating like the years to the locations, it doesn't really seem to. Organize into a specific direction.
How about things like, is it possible that there's a solar eclipse or a lunar eclipse or a full moon around the solstice of those time periods and equinoxes? That could be.
I'm quite sure
I'd have to look this
up. You do not have the appropriate astronomical resources in your apartment. Yeah,
to figure that out. Oh, just wait. There is a university. Is there not? We're not too far from a university.
Well, there's tons of universities in New York, yes.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, that can be a job for tomorrow because we've got work tonight.
Well, you have all day.
Oh, so this is the next day. Sorry. I think I might go to you.
Oh, wait a second. Sorry. Wait a second. I'm sorry.
I think we're still in the week somewhere.
Sorry. It is the morning of Friday, the 22nd. I lost a day in there. Yes. Yeah. From your research on Thursday and your trip to New Jersey was on Thursday, you found the tree. Blah blah blah. Looked through the stone, and then basically that was the end of Thursday. I had to come back, get to work, all that good stuff. So we are on to Friday, the 22nd, morning of, though. So you have the whole day ahead of you.
Well, I think I might actually head off to one of the universities then today. Does anybody want to come? Maybe we could talk to astronomy.
That's actually a good idea. What I wanted to do is to find out if there is some documentation on books or something about this type of, I'll say, curse relics from the past. If there's any of it, because there seems to be a Viking connection to it. And I would like to see if maybe historians do have heard something about such relics in this area or so.
Maybe good, probably archaeologists or something like that.
That too, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, we've got a few lines, and I think definitely I don't think a normal library would have books to this extent. Like a library that we have just off the street.
Yeah, the New York Public Library doesn't have it. We don't want it.
So, Mr. Michael and Mr. Romero are headed off to an appropriately funded local university.
Mm-hmm. And Janelle, Marcia.
And Miss Janelle. Okay. Mr. Griffin, Mr. Mazur.
Mr. Mazur is headed to find himself a used typewriter.
Okay, typewriter shopping.
Somewhere.
Okay.
I imagine it'll take several hours.
Mr. Griffin?
You know, I think he is going to get interested in his case. Because I think he sort of forgot that somebody involved in one of the other cases was here. I mean, so I think he's going to go looking through his case files again. maybe try to find some of the names and try to find the names of the people who might have accused him to see if, you know, as a starting point for today is get their names and then in a future day figure out if they're associated with this bad construction company.
Okay. So headed to the courthouse to pull your case file and
yeah,
view it, that kind of thing, your trial transcript, case file, that stuff?
Yeah, at least given that bureaucracy is the real horror of this game, it will take a while, but yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Should we presume that you are all leaving at about the same time, kind of getting together in somebody's apartment, hey, plan out the day, and then all head out? Is that the...
I mean, I think at this point we're all coordinating our investigation somewhat.
Yeah, to make sure that we're not all doing the same thing, so yeah.
That seems reasonable. Okay. As you are all leaving the Hoffman Building to head to your various tasks for the morning, there is a sedan parked on the street right outside the Hoffman Building. And as you come out of the building, two men, the doors open, two men step out of the sedan. One of them is wearing the officer of the New York Police Department. The other gentleman is dressed in a kind of a frumpled plain suit, but you absolutely recognize Detective Albert Tazgall.
As who?
Detective Tazgall. You have had some interaction with him. He's the detective who showed up on the night that Asuncion was killed. He's the detective who showed up when Zulema threw herself out the window, apparently committing suicide. And some of you have gone to and been interviewed or be interviewed or discuss various things with him. So you absolutely recognize him as he gets out of the car. Mr. Mazur, just a moment,
sir. Yes. Yes, detective.
I'd like to have a word with you.
Okay.
If you could get in, we'll go down to the station.
What do you mean if I can get in?
The
you don't want to just talk to me here?
The uniformed police officer opens the back door of the sedan.
Are you arresting me? You were just chatting? What's going on?
Not in the slightest. Not yet, anyway. Just have some questions to ask you. I just think we'd be more comfortable to do so down at the station.
I think we'd be more comfortable in my living room, but... Yes, as long as you get me home in time for work, that's fine. I will get in the car.
Get in the car, okay.
Can we see that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm definitely making sure that everybody sees this.
I feel like one of the...
And hears it.
Miss Chanel's going to go Detective Tazwell, is it all right if I come to the station? I'll just wait in the office or wait somewhere while you're interviewing him.
The station is a public building. You're welcome to make your way there. And
mind if I catch a lift with you?
Would you like to make a charm roll or a persuade roll?
Okay, I'm gonna see which is best. I'm going to say. And is it Tazwell, T-A-S-W-E-L-L?
It is not. It is Tazgall, T-A-S-G-A-L-L.
Oh, all right. I have a 50 in both of them, so I'm going to say that she's going to be charming and she's going to go, sure, I sure would like to help and do my part. Oh, y'all, I can't find my metal dice. I'm using these cruddy plastic ones tonight. We'll see.
I have to just flip a coin.
Okay, 27 out of 50, so she does it.
Awesome.
Some dedicated friends you've made for yourself, Mr. Mazur.
Good people here.
Certainly. Yes, Miss Janelle, I remember you. Hop in.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mazur there. I appreciate it.
You both get in, the officers get in, and the car drives away.
Okay.
New character.
Mr. Griffin, Mr. Michael, Mr. Romero, any change to your plans, or just kind of watch them drive away and then go about your business?
Do any of us drive?
If the question is, do any of you own a car? I think the answer is no.
Mm-hmm. That was the question.
Yeah.
All right. Then what's going on? I think we should go to the police station with him. I find this very suspicious.
I know.
Remember that. I was sent to jail because of a setup.
Yeah. Before they left, I'd find out which station they're taking him to. Is that possible?
Yep. You could just assume that it's the local one because you know where Tazgul has his office and where you've always seen him. If you specifically ask him, that's what he will also say.
Okay. I think I'll look to the others. Do we want to hold off on our investigations and go to the police station?
I think we should, yes. Well, let's go. Let's call a cab and go.
Call a cab and head to the police station.
Okay.
One day.
I have successfully derailed most of the investigation. Excellent. Mr. Griffin? You join Mr. Michael and Mr. Romero, or you watch them? Whoop.
He's muted. He's back, but we can see him.
First sight of trouble, he leaves.
Wow. Little pot and kettle.
Good, exactly. What a good friend to have.
Yeah, he just bagged out, man. Boom, police.
I'm out.
And let's see. Let's give Sean a moment here and see if he can fix his audio.
So, yeah, in the meantime, we're going to follow. I'll say if we can take a cab fast enough, we'll ask the cab driver to follow the police car.
That's awesome.
Give me a sub-party luck roll.
Gary, was it you? What's your...
could be me. Yeah.
What's your luck? I remember it was very low.
43 at the moment. Oh, no. Edwin's got taken away. He was 39. Who's with us?
At the moment, it's just the two of you.
Okay, so yeah. So rolled a 93, so failed.
Okay. So no, the taxi does not happen to drive by right at the right time to be able to follow the...
We know where they're going anyway, so we'll head to the police station.
See, Sean has reconnected, but I don't hear him.
Agreed.
Audio death. But anyway. So Mr. Michael, Mr. Romero, you arrive to the police station. Some little bit later. Mr. Mazur and Ms. Janelle, Detective Tazgul drives you to the local police station exactly as promised.
escorts the two of you inside. And then in the waiting room, Ms. Janelle, if you would care to wait here.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. I appreciate the lift. Just let me know if you need me.
Right this way, Mr. Mazur.
Am I somewhere where I'm going to see my fellows come in when they come in?
Absolutely.
Okay, great.
Yep. Detective Tazgill then escorts you, Mr. Mazur, into the back of the police station to an interview room, which someone here has been in before. I don't remember if it was you or...
I think I was in his office. I did interview with him, but I thought it was in his office.
It could be. But he takes you to an interview room. You know, it's kind of exactly what you've seen on TV, right? It's kind of a, you know, medium-sized room. You know, there's just a table and a couple chairs opposite, on opposite sides. You know, very kind of a plain, drab room, not much. Have a seat, Mr. Mazur. Can I get you a cup of coffee?
No, thanks.
Very good. Very good. Well, thank you for coming in. I appreciate it. I just have a few questions for you.
Mm-hmm. What is this about?
Well, first things first, what is the nature of your relationship with Zulema Mendoza?
I don't have one.
None at all?
Not anymore. What do you mean?
I had understood that you would become somewhat friendly with Miss Mendoza.
I met her a few times, sure. She's a nice woman.
And you were there when she allegedly killed herself, threw herself out of a window?
We live in the same house, sure, yeah.
I believe you claimed to have witnessed her throwing herself out the window.
Yeah, sounds right.
But no particular relationship beyond that, other than just someone you're casually friendly with, someone in the building.
She organized a memorial service. That's when I met her.
Memorial service for Mrs. Roldan.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. And am I correct in believing that, or do I have it understood correctly that despite Miss Mendoza, Mrs. Mendoza, being someone you just casually knew around the building, that you yourself organized a memorial service for her?
You almost understand that correctly, yeah.
Can you fill in some additional detail?
Sure, I didn't do it by myself. There were a couple of us organizing it, but yeah.
Okay. Well, that was a very nice thing for you to have done.
Thanks.
What is the nature of your relationship with Mr. Santos Mendoza, Zulema's husband?
Mr. Santos Mendoza, I have never met.
Never.
Not that I know of.
Not once.
He wasn't, like, when I moved in, I never met him.
Okay. Would you care to make a persuade roll?
Sure. 23, if I open my character sheet, seems likely to be a success, but let's double check that. That is a success of a normal sort.
Okay. What then is the nature of your relationship with Mr. Sergio Cantu?
Well, that's a good question. I met him the other day. Yeah.
You met him?
Yeah.
What was the nature of your meeting?
Ran into him on the street.
And that was it? Just randomly met him on the street?
Pretty much. We chatted. I learned that he knew Santos, I guess that's his name.
Where and when did you meet Mr. Cantu last?
So I'm sorry, what is this all about?
The nature of your relationship with Mr. Cantu and when you met him.
Why is that relevant to the New York's finest?
Well, here's my theory.
Okay, let's hear it.
So you claim not to have known Santos Mendoza.
Okay.
That is your claim, correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
Okay. And certainly, he kind of flips through his notes, you were in prison when Mr. Mendoza was killed.
Okay.
In a construction accident. But since being released on probation and moving into the Hoffman building, you met and became friendly with Mrs. Mendoza.
I did meet her a few times, yep.
He jots down a note. And at some point, since you moved into the Hoffman building, you also met Mr. Cantu.
Okay.
Sets up a nice little triangle, doesn't it?
I'm not seeing it. Okay. I mean, 3 points make a triangle. There's no denying that.
One in which Mrs. Mendoza is pushed out of a window, perhaps, after throwing you over in favor of Mr. Cantu?
I'm sorry, what did you just say?
You pushed Mrs. Mendoza out the window. She denied your advances in favor of Mr. Cantu. You became angry, pushed her out the window. Then when you just happened to bump into Mr. Cantu again, you killed him as well.
Yeah. Wait, Mr. Cantu's dead?
He is.
Oh. I see.
And you were seen with him yesterday. You happened to have left. You seem to have left this out. Not just meeting on the streets, but having a conversation of sorts.
Yeah, I didn't lie to you. You asked me how I met him, and I told you. We met him on the street.
I asked you when last you met him, and you left this out.
No, that's actually not what you asked me.
I think that Mr. Cantu accused you of killing Mrs. Mendoza, which perhaps you did. You were there. Maybe you pushed her out the window. The two of you fought. There was a struggle. Maybe it was an accident. Convince me it was an accident.
Well, I think now that I understand the nature of your questioning a little better and the fantasies that you have, I think I'm done talking to you.
At this point, let us cut over to Mr. Michael and Mr. Romero. So you arrive to the police station. You see Ms. Janelle sitting there in the waiting room.
Where is she? Weren't you with him? Why are you so quiet?
So what's happening? I mean, have you heard from him?
Well,
Ms. Janelle is uncomfortable in the police station, yes.
Well, we'll have to find out. I will come to the front desk and ask the, you know.
Do I see them arrive?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. I greet them and make myself known and thank them for coming.
So, what is he right now? Let me go and this is very unusual. I'll go to the front desk and ask the policeman there. Listen, a friend of mine was taken here and by the detective, what was his name?
Tasco.
Yes, and thank you. And we would like to know what is going on. Is he under arrest or something?
The sergeant at the front desk kind of flips through his notes. I don't have anything about what was your friend's name?
Oh, Mazur.
Mazur. I don't see anything about an arrest there. If Detective Tasgill is interviewing them, they'll be back in one of the interview rooms. I'm sure they'll be out once that's done. If you would just care to have a seat, you're welcome to wait.
Well, if we just want to know if what's going on, but yeah, we'll wait. If he's not under arrest, then we'll wait for him to come out.
Very good. So the three of you just hang out and wait.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let's guys want some coffee? I'll go get you some.
Can you guys hear me now?
Coffee's good.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, new microphone. Wow. That was good you had one sitting around.
Always.
Back up. so yes, Ms. Janelle, there's a coffee maker with some very old, unpleasant looking coffee there. You can certainly pour some for Mr. Michael and Mr. Romero. Let's cut back to Mr. Griffin. What has Mr. Griffin been up to this whole time?
Oh, I think he when he went and met with the detective last time with Taya or whatever her name is, it was a disaster. And he thinks he can only help Mazur out by not being there.
Okay.
So he's going to continue with what his plans were for the day, which was to go to the courthouse and look up his records and trust that, you know, he knows that Marcia was going there and Marcia had a good relationship with the detective. So that's going to be great.
Okay.
And he'll leave before he finds out that Peter and Frank are also going because he might reconsider if he knew that was happening. So
yeah, sure. Let's stick with Mr. Griffin for a moment then. So yeah, you can certainly make your way to the courthouse. You know, it takes a little while to get a hold of your records. You got to put in a request and, you know, they got to find them and bring them out to you and that sort of thing. Are you requesting a copy that you can take home, or you just want to review them here?
I mean, if they'll make a copy for me with my limited means and the limited copying capacities of copiers at this time period, that would be great. But otherwise, I expect I'm going to get, you know, 2 or 3 hours worth of reading in and then close up shop and head back again because I got to be there for my job.
Yep. Okay. They certainly can make a copy for you. They can make a copy for you today, but it will take basically all day, you know, for them to get a, for them to do that. There is a fee for it, but you know, it's not totally unreasonable.
I will absolutely pay whatever the unreasonable fee is to get copies because it means I can work on it over the weekend while they're closed up. So, yeah.
Okay. Did you want to do anything else while you're waiting for the copies to be made, or are you just going to hang out and twiddle your thumbs?
That does sound like more of my speed. I mean, is there any way of looking up other cases?
Yeah, you could request some other case.
Yeah, well, I think then while I'm here, I will look up Frank's case.
Okay. I think you have enough information on Frank Romero to be able to do that.
His file I'll just go through. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. You know, so it takes like a half an hour for them to dig out Mr. Romero's case and can, you know, give it to you to study in the little study pods.
Mm-hmm.
And they will have the copy of yours by the end of the day. Is there anything you particularly wanted to know about Mr. Romero's case, or?
I'm not looking at the official transcript or anything like that. I'm actually looking to see if there are notes from the police. I don't actually remember what it was that happened with Mr. Romero. So that's the first thing I'll do is remind myself of what happened with Mr. Romero. And then the second thing I'll do will be to look to see if there, you know, for the witnesses against him, if there are any, you know, where he or she is mentioned, or if there's any notes from the prosecutors, the police department that maybe weren't in the official transcript. I'm just poking around, really.
Okay. Give me a library use roll.
Well, I'd rather give you a luck roll, but I don't. No. It's too high for me to even risk the luck. So,
okay. Yeah. So, I mean, you can certainly get through the basics of Mr. Romero's case. So Mr. Romero, in 1974-75, was working for a construction company.
He was accused of insider trading or something like that, of giving away the bid information or something like that.
Something like that.
Financial improprieties.
Not really financial. So he was working for a company called Tri-City Construction on the Second City Subway project, or the Second City, the Second Avenue Subway project. And the project basically failed. It ran out of money. And, you know, kind of thinking back on it, you probably remember, you know, some of this in the news. It was kind of a big deal. This was a big project that failed. And, you know, kind of as far as the initial news reports, you know, some people were, you know, claiming that the project failed because, you know, the city ran out of money and mismanagement and this sort of thing. However, Mr. Romero was specifically accused of working for a second construction company, which had bid on the project, but failed. They lost the bid to Tri-City. But Mr. Romero was supposedly working for this other construction company called Boyce Construction, and was intentionally screwing up the project. false documentation. Invalid reports, you know, just kind of not insider trading, but insider screwing up of the project. Apparently because the accusation being that Mr. Romero was being paid by Boyce to cause the project to fail in the hopes that Tri-City would fail, and then Boyce, as the previously losing bidder, could swoop in and rescue the project.
If okay. Yep. Now that all makes sense. So I guess I will. I'll look to see if there's any letterhead with Boyce Construction on it, but that might not be possible in the time I have left.
That's absolutely possible. You don't find anything.
Okay.
Especially with that failed library use role, but sure. you'll have, we'll come back to you, and you can perhaps, step out, get a cup of coffee, and come back re-energized to try it all again.
Great.
So let's cut back to Mr. Mazur. Hmm. Who has just been accused of killing Sergio Cantu.
Yeah. Not super surprised he's dead, but...
So,
what a way to find out.
Mr. Cantu accused you of killing the woman he loved, Mrs. Mendoza. You became angry and... killed him. Possibly
to become a novelist.
Hide your killing of Mrs. Mendoza. So that's not what happened. You
nope.
Didn't kill Mr. Cantu.
Didn't kill anybody.
What was the nature of your meeting with Mr. Cantu at the cafe yesterday?
As I said, now that I know that you are attempting to accuse me of murder, this conversation's over.
You are not willing to answer any further questions?
Correct.
Very well. We will be in touch.
I'm sure. Have a nice day there.
He stands up and escorts you back out to the waiting room, where you see Mr. Michael, Mr. Romero, and Ms. Janelle waiting.
All right.
What happened, Kevin?
Well, quite a lot. We'll talk about it once we're...
Yeah, are you free to go? Are we ready?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's get out of here. So are we, did there a person who's getting the copies get the copies?
He's off somewhere else.
Okay, yeah, good. So then, we're out of here. Let's go. Taxi.
You can certainly get a taxi back home. Taxi, is that sure.
The... Hey, thanks, y'all, for coming. That's really sweet of you.
Well, I just was going to go back and tell them if you didn't come out at 5 o'clock, but then they showed up too.
If you haven't done anything illegal, they shouldn't have kept you for that long. And I know a little bit about the laws of the state of New York.
I'm sorry, did you just say that if I hadn't done anything illegal, they wouldn't have kept me for that long?
Yeah.
Were you not in jail for like 5 years without doing anything illegal?
Yeah. It was a setup. That's why we are here, trying to avoid that from happening to you.
Again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, again. Yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot.
Yeah, no, we're all in trouble, I believe.
So, what are they trying to frame you for this time?
Double murder.
They're escalating.
Yeah.
Which murder? Yeah, so,
and one of them, I didn't even know he was dead, but I feel horrible because it was that Sergio guy, the guy that
the one
gave me the necklace the other day. He's been killed.
My.
Have to figure out what happened to him.
Who guy?
Yeah, so now they're all excited that I'm not sure if I remember all of it, but apparently I fell in love with Zulima, and Zulima turned me down because she wanted to get with Sergio, and then I don't even remember. Sergio and I fought, so I killed Zulima because, you know, I'm jealous like that. And then I killed Sergio. I think that's the story that he's creating. Pretty good story.
Wow.
Like romance, fiction, murder stuff.
At least this time around, we have you know, witnesses that you had nothing to do with it. At least with Lima, so should be able to justify.
Yes, I don't know. You want to try explaining what really happened with Zulima?
I'll stick to the story that she committed suicide.
But you weren't there, just there by yourself when she threw herself out the window.
And I think everyone else had kind of run. I don't even know what happened, really. It was all a mess, right? I mean, I'd gone back upstairs to... I thought there was a fire, and I went upstairs to check on Jimmy. That might not be quite his name. And then I wasn't even... I must have gone like 5-8 steps, and she did her thing, and... that was the end.
What the hell is going on? This guy is trying to set you up.
Yeah, no, I think that's the deal. They're trying to figure out what this necklace is. I don't know why they want me for murder, but I bet somebody somewhere is pushing our buddy Tazgul here to make something up on me, maybe to get some leverage. I don't know.
Maybe they want to stop us looking into whatever we're looking into.
Yeah, who knows? I don't even know if they know. I mean, who knows? I have no idea what's going on. Zero.
So, am I surprised that Sergio's dead? Are we surprised that Sergio's dead?
We are. Yes. I wouldn't say surprise is the right word, but this is the first we're hearing of it.
All right.
Yep. Yeah. The last you met Sergio was yesterday.
Yeah.
Yep. When Mr. Mazur met him and got the necklace from him. Yep.
Yeah.
No, not yesterday. It was 2 days ago.
Okay. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's Friday. You met him on Wednesday.
Right. He probably died. Recently.
Well, I say we continue with our investigation and research, and maybe we can stop this madness.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see what we can do.
So what are the four of you up to?
I don't recall.
What?
I don't recall.
Well, originally, Mr. Romero and Ms. Janelle were headed to the university for various
reasons. Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Sorry, I was muted.
Yeah, I was shopping.
It's too late to actually go now.
It's about midday, so you would have a little bit of time. You'd get one library use role instead of two.
Sure, we'll head there.
I think Mazur is going to head for a serious-ass run.
Okay, leaving the typewriter for another day.
That's gone from his mind for the time being.
Okay, Mr. Mazur is going for a run, trying to burn off some stress. Yeah. Fair enough. Let's cut back to Mr. Griffin. Cup of coffee, bite of a sandwich, another library use role. Still a distant number from where I need to be. Okay. looking through the file some more, you can see that to answer your direct question, yes, there are documents in the file on Boyce letterhead. Evidence from the trial. So, which includes a report of a large amount of cash, large being around about $100,000, being found at Mr. Romero's home, as well as these letters from Boyce Construction, all of which direct Mr. Romero in various ways to delay and embezzle funds from the project. Great. That's as much as I could have hoped for. I'm going to write down the names of the people on those letters directing him to do these things. All of the letters come from a single name, that name being Alex Leonard.
That's the land development guy, isn't it? Wonder why he hates him. All right, I will take note of that, and assuming that will take the rest of the time before they pop up with a copy of my files.
Pretty much.
I'll pay them the fee, thank them for their time. Get back because I got one more night of work before I get the weekend.
Fair enough. Mr. Michael, Mr. Romero, Ms. Janelle, probably headed to the Staten Island University.
Yeah.
Branch of the City University of New York. And I think you were all after somewhat different things. So, Mr. Michael, what are you looking for?
The whole solstice thing. looking at the times, the dates, basically solstice. Things like about new moon, full moon, solar eclipse, lunar eclipse.
Corresponding to the six dates for the construction sites.
Exactly. And also corresponding to the next, what date is it again? It's September, isn't it?
It is October.
October, sorry. So we'll be coming up to the autumn or fall equinox, wouldn't be? That'd be the next one. Yeah. So look at that date as well.
Give me a library use role.
I'm getting good at my library use these days. So I rolled a 23. That's a normal success.
Okay. Mr. Romero, what are you looking for?
So I want to go more occult. So I'll see if I can get in touch with anyone on those departments, like history department, or if there is an historian that knows about occult, about artifacts left that are cursed.
Okay.
Like the Vikings. So Vikings or something.
Okay. But you're not like digging through the library. You're like looking for a faculty member or postgrad student or someone.
Well, I can try library first and then look for someone else.
Okay. Give me a library use roll.
No, not a success. 78.
Okay. And Ms. Janelle, what is your purpose at the university?
I wanted to tag along with Mr. Michael and see if I could add to the library's role by fetching some things or getting extra books for him.
Sure. Makes perfect sense. Make a library use roll.
Okay. Library use is pretty high. Oh, no, it's not. Okay, it's not. It's 20. And these little dice are just very not satisfying. I'm going to see if I'm going to spend luck because I just rolled. I'm spending 5 luck to get a 20.
Okay. And you're helping Mr. Michael.
Right.
Okay. Note that. Okay. We'll start with Mr. Romero, because that's easy. You can certainly find some reference books on Vikings and Viking history. Nothing that seems particularly relevant.
Mm-hmm.
You are not able to find anything on occult history or artifacts or anything of that nature, beyond some just, very generic, my first seance and ghosts, 25 ghosts of New York City or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing particularly relevant or at all interesting.
Okay.
Mr. Michael and Ms. Janelle, between the two of you, digging out various references and astronomical calendars and this sort of thing, you are able to identify that March 20 of 732 AD was indeed the spring solstice at 1:44 p.m. That the 21st of December, 2:34 a.d. Spring equinox, not winter solstice. 21st of December, 2:34 a.d. at 2:04 p.m. is indeed the winter solstice for that year. 21 June, 856 AD, yep, summer equinox. 22nd June, 1538 AD, yep, summer equinox. 20 March, 1239 AD, spring equinox, summer solstice. I'm saying it wrong, you know what I mean. 23rd September, 1799, autumnal equinox. And because you had asked the question, the autumnal equinox this year has already passed. It was on the 22nd of September, which is a date that Mr. Michael knows very well because that is the day he was released from prison.
Mm-hmm. And he arrived to the building.
Yes, it was. And the winter solstice this year is on the 21st of December.
Yeah, Jim, speaking of the devil, I was actually looking on my notes, but Slack hides them after 90 days. When is it that I arrived to the building again?
You, Mr. Romero, arrived to the building, were released from prison on the 29th of August.
Okay.
Of this year, 1976.
All right. So the only one that, the only thing that happened on the Equinox was the release of Peter Michael. Okay. And actually, that night, the night after that is when the murder happened of Asuncion, right?
That is correct.
Yeah.
She was murdered at 3 a.m. the morning of the 23rd.
There you go. Okay.
And that pretty much takes up the rest of your day. So you would all reconvene back at the Hoffman Building with a bit of time for a debrief before heading off to work, I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Mazur comes back from his run all sweaty. Mr. Griffin comes back with a thick vanilla or with a thick file folder of freshly photocopied pages. Not sure how he's looking at Mr. Romero, having seen some of the details of Mr. Romero's criminal activity. Oh, no, mm-hmm. I think he believes that Mr. Romero is innocent, and I will mention to Mr. Romero, did you realize that the person who, you know, was associated with sending you money from Boyce Associated was that land developer guy we met? Did you not recognize him from the trial?
I didn't, right, Jim?
Give me a intelligence roll, Mr. Romero.
Success. Normal.
So you certainly don't particularly remember the name from, you know, you kind of remember that, you know, in the state's evidence, there was, you know, a variety of letters that you had purportedly received that had been found in your home from Boyce Construction. You know, you never actually received those letters, right? The police just found them in your house, but you don't remember ever actually receiving them. So you never read them. You absolutely do remember that no one from Boyce Construction was called as a witness in your trial.
Damn. No. And I'll tell them that. Told you it was all set up. There was not even a fair trial, but I didn't know at the time because I didn't know a lot about law.
I mean, who is your, did you have your own lawyer? Did you have a court appointed lawyer?
Jim, court appointed, right?
Yes. Well, you've got a pretty good case of just them messing up your... I mean, not bringing that person up as a witness is just crazy. I mean, what kind of defense lawyer doesn't bring that guy up and say, did you send these letters? And if you did, why shouldn't we arrest you too? Yeah, you had a bad lawyer.
So who is this guy again?
He's a land developer with Boyce Construction, and he'd been using been availing himself of the services. He seemed surprised that she passed. I suppose is the only good thing you can say about him is he probably didn't, you know, wasn't involved in her murder. But, yeah.
Well, sounds like I should pay him a visit or at least his office visit.
I wonder if he's going to turn up dead too.
Well, we did try. Remember, he lives in Queens, and I did try one of the three. I guess we could try to find him at home. We did call their offices, and they did the bureaucratic. I mean, this is the problem with all this stuff, is we figure out something, and then somebody throws a wall of bureaucracy. There's a giant secrecy around all this stuff. So, but anyway, time for work for me. So, yeah.
Frank is giving this a lot of talk. I am thinking about breaking into this guy's house during my free time and find papers that are gonna prove that I'm innocent.
Wait a minute, what about your parole?
Yeah, it does feel like we're moving more and more to doing the crimes we were accused of that we say we didn't do, but
you've got to think about your safety, Frank. You can't. That might not be the best idea.
All I care is about justice. I don't know how I feel right now. Yeah, I will think about it.
I will look at Marcia and wonder where she's been for the last few weeks. But when did this cooler head into reason. This group here? We had a real, you know, dynamic going on here, and this thinking about things beforehand isn't going to help. So,
all right. So yeah, Frank is going to be quieter than usual while he's at work.
Seems perfectly reasonable. Work passes. Head home. Good night's sleep. Find ourselves on the morning of Saturday, October 23rd. Well, I've got a date with some court files. Okay.
Lucky you.
Well, you know, I will say that, you know, maybe we should be spending a little bit more time looking at these things, because it was a little weird that, you know, we keep having connections. I guess we'll use mine as the final thing. I mean,
I agree.
I mean, if your case has something to do with boys or whatever,
yeah, then I think we all should just focus in on trying to figure out what's going on there. I just don't know why they would have picked us out. I mean,
yeah, whether we're random or,
yeah, that's the thing.
I've already looked at mine, haven't I, yet? And I found my connection with them.
You did, yes. You found a connection.
Yeah, it sure feels random. Sure. But
That being that the person that you attacked in the bar and beat very badly, Mr. Michael Robin. I was an accountant at the firm of Mario and Rudd. The Mario of Mario and Rudd being Lawrence Mario, who was one of the founders of Boyce Construction. So, Mr. Griffin, you're going to stay home and read through your case file?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Mazur, Mr. Michael, Mr. Romero, Ms. Janelle, plans for the day?
Okay.
So, I want to know a little bit more about this guy. The one that supposedly you need money or whatever.
Mr. Leonard?
Yes.
Yep. So, you know that he lives in Queens, and you, or, you know, when I say you, one of you has his business card, offices of Boyce Construction in Manhattan, giving his title as the Land Research Director. And you know he was a customer of Asuncion Roldan. In the journal, he is the customer listed as having her look at the six construction mm-hmm. sites across the various states.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that guy. I didn't realize them. So let me think about this. I will go to the manager's office and use the brooch.
Okay. Mr. Michael.
I want to know what was he doing when I was framed.
Mr. Romero is going to do some brooch work.
Try to focus I will try to focus in the office.
You can think about it while we're...
First construction office.
Figuring out the others. Mr. Mazur, what are you up to on this lovely autumnal Saturday?
Yeah, I think I am going to go check out the newsstands and see if I can figure out what happened to Sergio.
Recent newspapers? Sure. Mr. Michael, Ms. Janelle?
Can you hear me now? Okay, so yeah, yep. I'll try to go and do that.
Okay, yep, we'll get back to you. Mr. Michael, Ms. Janelle, what are the two of you up to?
I think I'm going to go and actually continue my investigation in terms of the dates. I want to look at like things like eclipses, solar eclipse, lunar eclipse, around those sort of times, and anything coming up.
Okay. Ms. Janelle?
Can Ms. Janelle do some kind of a role for getting an idea that might be the best thing, whether it's to tag with Mr. Michael again or whether she gets an inspiration of her own?
You certainly can. First things first, does anyone else have any suggestions for Ms. Janelle? I'll take that as a no.
Sorry. Well, why? I'll say. Go ahead, Gary.
I was going to say, how about your case? How are you connected to this company?
Oh yeah, she wants to research her
but
case.
The courthouses are closed on Saturday.
Oh okay.
Yeah, that's going to make that a challenge.
Okay. So follow Mr. Michael again and offer help there. And then she'll go on Monday and look at her case.
Okay. So you will rejoin Mr. Michael at the university. Fair enough. Okay. Let us sit with Mr. Griffin. Digging through your case file. Give me a library use roll, Mr. Griffin.
Nope. His eyes are very tired from all the failing to read things yesterday. It just gets more and more tired the way his eyes are trying to read things.
Yeah. I'm sure it's not just, you know, that you're tired from reading things, but, you know, this stuff you are reading, right? I mean, they accused you of some pretty unpleasant.
Oh, yeah. You know, no, I wasn't volunteering to have anybody else read this file with me.
Assaults and so forth. But, you know, it's definitely getting to you, right? You know, I'm sure it's affecting you emotionally as you're trying to focus on and pick out some of the details. But, you know, you get upset by know, I would never do that. Why would anyone, you know, this kind of thing. So we'll come back to you. Mr. Romero, you are headed into the manager's office. You find it still empty.
Okay. I will try to focus on the day of my arrest, thinking about the this brother's company main office and try to look for this guy.
Okay. So you're looking into, I mean, you know where you were when you were arrested. You were, you know, you were arrested at your offices in Tri-City Construction. You know when you were, you probably, you know, remember the day and date pretty clearly there. The summer of 75, or sorry, the early spring in 75.
Mm-hmm.
Are you just using the brooch, or are you?
You have the necklace? Yes, I'm using the brooch and the necklace as well.
Okay.
And I will think about this Alex Leonard. And now that I'll try. Have I met him? I think I have, right?
Somebody has.
I don't think you were there.
Okay.
But I don't think you did.
All right. No worries. I'll try to do.
But, I mean, it's your on... you know, it's your office, so you know you could, you know, potentially find someone, you know, if there was someone there who was like, you know, I don't remember working with that person. Who is this stranger in the office? That might be kind of, you know, telling, or someone who comes in with the police maybe, or something like that. So certainly look for those sorts of things. I put the necklace on. Drop it over your head. Feel the cold pink stones on your skin of your neck. Hold the brooch up in front of you. Stare into it. Let your eyes relax into the distance. Focus on that office at that time and make a power roll.
This is a normal success.
Okay. Give me a sand roll.
Pass.
Just 1 point.
Very low on sand, but I pass this one.
And you can lose a magic point as well. As the that familiar feeling comes over you.
Jim, I'm at 4 points at this point.
Oh, I'm sure it's all regenerated by now.
You get magic points back every 24 hours.
Yep. Within 24 hours, you have them all back.
No, I mean my sanity.
Oh, your sanity.
Yeah.
Your sanity at 4?
Yeah. It was very low from the beginning.
Wow.
And I lost a lot.
Did you not meet with the doctor? I thought there was some...
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. How many points did I get?
You may have missed that session. A D3.
D3. Okay. So that's.
I'm sure that helps a lot.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. You might want to think about
7. Now I am at 6.
You might want to think about not doing all this weird magic stuff anymore.
I know, but no, on the contrary, all I want is to use the magic. The magic is power. So, with my old tree was still passed, but I'm about to lose it.
That familiar feeling comes over you, and the stone expands, and you can see the kind of pink haze that solidifies, and you're... You know, looking at your office, you recognize, hey, there's, you know, Joe, who was in the desk next to me, and, you know, your admin assistant Susan, who's there, and, you know, you can see the, as the police come into the office and you know, they're at the secretary's desk, and you can see she turns and, you know, kind of points in your direction, and they head back to you.
Yeah, that's the police, right?
Yep. There's
so I want to trace back to time to see who placed those letters and framing.
Okay. So you can certainly drop out of that. It, you know, the police that arrest you, it's, you know, just, there's, you know, four uniformed officers.
Do I recognize any of those guys from the ones that have been
give me a spot hidden roll.
All right. Oh, success, hard success.
You do not see anyone in the office that you do not know, other than the four uniformed police officers who have come to arrest you. You can see them approaching your desk and, you know, Mr. Romero, please stand up, turn around, handcuffs, and they, you know, lead you out. You don't see anyone around the office that you don't recognize.
No, but I meant the four policemen.
The four policemen, you don't recognize any of them.
Okay, good. All right, so yeah, I'll trace. Yeah. So if they found something here, these supposed letters that I got.
I'm sure this part you do remember from your trial. They found the cash, $100,000 in cash, and the letters from Boyce Construction at your home.
At my home.
Yep.
Okay. So yeah, I will stop this and then do the same, but at home, same day. Maybe see if someone dropped the money or the letters while I was at work.
Okay. You can give me an intelligence roll.
Failure.
Okay. I think I will ask this question anyway, because Mr. Romero might want to rethink this if he has a certain piece of information. Mr. Mazur, when you used the stone to look at the search of your house, did you tell the others about that?
I did not, because I have not told them about what I was arrested for at all.
Okay. That's all I needed to know. So, Mr. Romero, you're focusing on your house that same day? A little later in the day?
During the morning, yeah, kind of after I left. And during the morning and you know, after I was arrested.
Okay. Give me, well, okay, so yeah, you kind of drop out, you look around the manager's office, it's, you know, as you remember it, you go focus on your home, pick a particular time, a couple hours after you were arrested, stare into the stone, give me another power roll.
Success. Ooh, hard success.
Sanity roll. Here it comes.
And of course, a failure.
A D3.
D3 is a one.
Hooray.
I lose a magic point.
Okay. Yeah.
And give me a luck roll.
And luck. Luck is a failure.
Okay. You know, as the your vision clears and kind of the pink fog starts to clear, you find yourself you know, looking down at your home. Recognize your home, and you know, there's your front yard and your backyard, and you know, your vision is framed kind of basically right at, you know, your property line. There's no police cars. There's no one going in and out. You're just looking at your home.
All right. I'll do that for some time until I see someone breaking in.
Okay.
Or the police doing the search where they found my incriminating money.
You watch your home for 5 minutes. Lose a magic point.
Okay.
You watch your home for another 5 minutes and lose another magic point. Five more minutes pass and another magic point.
Ew.
Another 5 minutes, another magic point.
Why so fast?
Are you just going to go until you drop, or?
You pass out, yeah.
I will try to look, you know, fast forward in time. Possible.
As you think about trying to do that, nothing happens.
Okay.
You lose another magic point.
I'll get out of this discussion.
Okay. If it was easy, anyone could do it. Let's cut forward to Mr. Mazur.
All right.
So you're going to some of the local newsstands looking at papers, or pick up some of the newspapers, you said?
Yeah, I think, and I'm trying to remember, he told me what neighborhood he lives in. I think. And so if necessary, I might even take a really long walk and see if there's anything, you know, if there's a neighborhood, something in his area, if necessary.
Did he tell you where he lived?
I thought I knew where his neighborhood was, but maybe not.
I don't think so.
Okay.
You met him in Washington Heights.
Yeah, but I know he doesn't.
You're pretty sure
there.
He didn't live in Washington Heights. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, maybe not. Maybe not. At least I didn't write it down. So yeah, I guess I'll just go around to the local newsstand, go to the metro station, and go to the big newsstand, and sort of look at all the headlines, and then keep working through and see if I can find anything.
Library use.
All right. 28 is a hard success.
You find no mention in any of the papers today, yesterday. You know, they'd have a, you know, at least 2 or 3 days worth of old papers.
Yeah.
You find no mention in any of them as regards a Mr. Sergio Cantu.
Okay. And I don't know how the bits work. So, but I guess, all right. Yeah. Well, I think that's a long and frustrating day for him. I think that's perfect. Yep.
We'll cut to the university, Mr. Michael, Ms. Janelle, what were you researching?
Sure.
Something about,
I'm going to help Mr. Michael, whatever he says he's doing, I'm going to roll for it.
Okay. I think there was something about full moons and eclipses.
Correct. Sorry, I was muted. Correct.
For the dates associated with the construction sites?
Yep, and also looking at the next equinox solstice coming up.
Okay.
So that is Normal success.
And Ms. Janelle?
All right. These cruddy little plastic dice. How do y'all do it? 36 failed.
Okay. So between the two of you, there's no correlation of an eclipse to any of the six dates. There's no correlation as to a particular phase of the moon. On any of those six dates.
Okay.
You can certainly find a lunar calendar for this year. And it would tell you that the moon is predicted to be a new moon on the winter solstice this year. 21st of December will be a new moon.
By the darkest phase. So were they all new moons as well?
Nope.
Nope. Question.
And one last thing. You would find that there is a total solar eclipse today, as it happens.
Today.
But not crossing anywhere in the U.S.
Okay.
Starting in Tanzania. Crossing the Indian Ocean out to Australia, crossing over Melbourne, and then ending just north of New Zealand.
Sometimes the keeper just gets lucky.
And with that piece of information, I think we will call this midday on Saturday, the 23rd. I think this is a good place to end the session for today.